Why fatigue is a critical safety concern. Fatigue poses a critical safety concern for bus drivers due to its significant impact on their ability to operate vehicles safely. Here are key reasons why fatigue is a significant issue for bus drivers. 1. Impaired alertness and reaction time. Fatigue affects a driver's alertness and reaction time, leading to slower cognitive processing and decision-making. This can result in delayed responses to hazards or unexpected situations on the road. 2. Increased risk of accidents. Fatigue contributes to a higher risk of accidents. Tired drivers are more prone to errors, including misjudging distances, missing traffic signals, or drifting out of lanes, which can lead to collisions or near misses. 3. Reduced concentration and focus. Fatigue diminishes a driver's ability to maintain focus and concentration, causing lapses in attention. This can lead to overlooking road signs, missing traffic cues, or failing to notice pedestrians or other vehicles. 4. Impaired cognitive function. Lack of sleep or prolonged wakefulness affects cognitive functions such as memory, problem-solving, and information processing. This can impair a driver's ability to assess risks and make sound decisions while driving. 5. Physical impairments. Fatigue leads to physical impairments such as drowsiness, yawning, and decreased motor coordination, which can compromise a driver's ability to control the vehicle effectively. 6. Regulatory and legal concerns. Many transportation authorities and regulations set specific limitations on driving hours and rest periods for bus drivers to prevent fatigue-related accidents. Violating these regulations can lead to legal consequences for both the driver and the transportation company. 7. Passenger safety. Bus drivers are responsible for the safety of all passengers on board. Fatigue-related errors or accidents not only endanger the driver, but also jeopardize the well-being of passengers. 8. Personal health impact. Prolonged fatigue can have severe health consequences for bus drivers, including increased stress, cardiovascular issues, and mental health concerns. Given these risks, addressing fatigue among bus drivers is crucial. Implementing proper rest schedules, adhering to regulated driving hours, promoting healthy sleep habits, providing adequate breaks, and offering fatigue awareness and management training are essential measures to mitigate this safety concern and ensure the well-being of both drivers and passengers. Signs of fatigue and steps to increase alertness. Recognizing signs of fatigue is crucial for bus drivers to maintain alertness and safety. Here are signs of fatigue and steps to increase alertness. Signs of fatigue. 1. Yawning and heavy eyes. Frequent yawning or feeling heavy-eyed can signal sleepiness. Difficulty focusing. Struggling to concentrate, experiencing wandering thoughts, or missing road signs and exits. 3. Slower reaction times. Delayed responses to traffic changes or slower motor reflexes. 4. Increased irritability. Feeling more easily frustrated or agitated than usual. 5. Nodding off or microsleeps. Brief episodes of nodding off or experiencing short involuntary naps while trying to stay awake. Steps to increase alertness. 1. Take breaks. Schedule regular breaks during shifts, especially during long drives. Short breaks can help refresh and recharge. 2. Hydrate and snack. Drink water and have light, healthy snacks. Dehydration and hunger can contribute to fatigue. 3. Open windows or ventilation. Fresh air and circulation can help combat drowsiness. 4. Engage in conversations or stimulating activities. Interacting with passengers or listening to engaging music or podcasts can help maintain alertness. 5. Pull over safely. If signs of fatigue persist, find a safe place to pull over. Take a short nap if needed, but avoid stopping on the side of a busy road. 6. Physical activity. Stretch or do mild exercises during breaks to improve blood flow and increase alertness. 7. Caffeine consumption. Consume caffeine in moderation to temporarily increase alertness. However, avoid excessive intake or relying solely on caffeine for long-term alertness. 8. Healthy sleep habits. Ensure adequate rest before driving by maintaining a consistent sleep schedule and quality sleep hygiene. 9. Rotate tasks. If possible, switch tasks or share driving responsibilities with a coworker to prevent monotony and fatigue. 10. Follow regulations. Adhere to regulated driving hours and rest periods to avoid excessive fatigue. It's vital for bus drivers to prioritize their own well-being and the safety of passengers by being vigilant about signs of fatigue and taking proactive steps to combat it. If fatigue persists or becomes chronic, it's crucial to seek advice from a healthcare professional or a supervisor to address underlying causes. How to comply with hours of service rules. Hours of service, HOS rules, regulate the amount of time bus drivers can operate a commercial vehicle to prevent fatigue-related accidents. Complying with these rules is crucial for safety and regulatory adherence. Here's how bus drivers should comply with HOS rules. 1. Understand regulations. Familiarize yourself with the specific HOS regulations set by the relevant transportation authority or government agency. These rules typically include limits on driving hours, required rest breaks, and maximum consecutive days of driving. 2. Maintain logbooks or electronic logging devices. ELDs keep accurate records of driving hours, rest periods, and breaks in compliance with HOS rules. Use logbooks or ELDs to document driving activities, breaks, and off-duty time. 3. Adhere to driving limits. Know the maximum allowable driving hours in a given period, typically daily and weekly limits. For example, in the United States, the maximum driving time within a day is typically 10 hours after a consecutive 8-hour rest period. 4. Take required rest breaks. Ensure compliance with mandatory rest breaks or off-duty periods between driving shifts. Breaks help prevent driver fatigue. For instance, regulations might require a 30-minute break after a certain number of driving hours. 5. Follow off-duty and on-duty limits. Comply with regulations regarding the maximum on-duty hours per day and consecutive days of work. Off-duty hours are crucial for rest and recovery. 6. Plan routes and schedules. Plan routes and schedules that allow for compliance with HOS rules. Avoid situations where time constraints might encourage driving beyond regulated hours. 7. Avoid restart violations. If applicable, ensure compliance with restart rules, which dictate the frequency and length of rest periods required to reset the maximum weekly driving limits. 8. Stay informed and updated. Keep abreast of any changes or updates to HOS regulations to ensure ongoing compliance. 9. Report and document. Report any deviations or exceptions from HOS rules accurately and promptly. Document reasons for any deviations if allowed under specific circumstances. 10. Cooperate with inspections. Be prepared for regulatory inspections. Have logbooks or ELD records readily available for inspection to demonstrate compliance with HOS rules. Compliance with HOS regulations is critical for bus drivers to ensure their own well-being, the safety of passengers, and to avoid regulatory penalties. Prioritizing adequate rest, following regulated driving hours, and maintaining accurate records are essential components of HOS compliance. Understand the documentation requirements for the Record of Duty Status. The Record of Duty Status, or RODS, also known as a driver's logbook or electronic logging device, or ELD, requires specific documentation to comply with regulations. Here are the primary documentation requirements. 1. Driver identification. Each RS must include the driver's name or unique identification number, which is assigned by the motor carrier. 2. Date and time. Log the date and time for each change in duty status, including when starting and ending a shift, taking breaks, and switching between driving and non-driving activities. 3. Duty status. Document each activity throughout the day, indicating whether the driver is on duty, driving, loading, unloading, fueling, or off duty, resting, taking breaks, sleeping. 4. Vehicle information. Record the vehicle number or identifier along with the license plate number and any trailers being hauled. 5. Location. Note the location where the change in duty status occurs. This can be the city and state or the nearest identifiable location. 6. Total miles. Record the total number of miles driven during each shift or duty period. 7. Shipping documents. Maintain records related to shipments, including bills of lading, freight manifests, or other relevant documents. 8. Supporting documents. Keep supporting documents such as fuel receipts, toll receipts, or other records that corroborate the RODS entries. 9. Certification. Sign and certify the accuracy of the RODS at the end of each day, confirming that all entries are true and correct. 10. Retain records. Retain RODS and supporting documents for a specific duration as required by regulations. In the United States, for example, it's typically 6 months. Compliance with these documentation requirements ensures accurate and detailed logs of a driver's activities, helping to demonstrate compliance with hours of service or HOS regulations, and providing an accurate record of the driver's duty status and driving hours.